One of the bills now heading from the Missouri Senate to the Missouri House is one that deals with Missouri's MORX program.
It wasn't something that was really a tough vote last year. Tough budget year, and we were forced to reauthorize a program for dual eligibility recipients only and reducing program enrollment resulted from that about 25%. But the state, you know, saved $12 million, but for many of us in the Senate, that $12 million came at too high a cost on our seniors. So a bill this week coming out of the Senate reauthorized that, and it allows some money to be put back in there and help our senior citizens. And tough year last year, but this year I think we've gone some distance to help restore all that. So our senior citizens will be glad to hear that. It's out of the Senate, now it's got to go through the House, and we'll see what the end result is here.
That's one of those issues where, and you know this well better than anybody serving on the Senate Appropriations Committee, where every year you have to go through and divvy up the needs and see which need is higher than which in that particular year.
It is, and everybody that walks through that door, their issue is the most important one, whether it be schools or whether it be higher ed or whether it be law enforcement or whatever program, seniors, you know, preemies, babies, whatever. I mean, everybody's, and that's good. They have a passion for that, and that's good. They need to stand up for what they believe in, and I don't begrudge them in any way. It's just tough finding enough money for everybody. It's kind of like if you and your kids or grandkids or whatever go to a restaurant, not everybody eats the same thing. Doesn't mean all the food's not good, but we just all have different appetites, and we all have different missions that we're on. So people need to stand up for what they believe in, and we heard from a lot of people standing up on this issue, and we've restored that money to that, so it'll be better for our seniors.
Another issue, another bill making its way through the Missouri Senate today comes from the House, and this one dealing with sex trafficking.
It did, and that's coming over the House, and that's really a major thing. I was amazed one time that I heard there was more abuse and sex trafficking or more have gone in the city of Branson than anywhere in the state, and that just kind of floored me. But I guess with the population down there, there's a lot of people working in motels, hotels, doing maintenance work, and other things going with it. But it deals with a lot of things. We've got a lot of trucking comes through Missouri, and so there's a lot there. So that bill did help pass through. We've tried to do something for several years, so maybe that'll make it over the finish line. In relationship, that smaller bill didn't mean a whole lot, but it still does. In the Senate, Senator Onder had a bill. They put some posters out there to tell people, if you're trapped in this, here's a text number, here's a phone number, we can help. So I thought that was a, you know, low-key thing, not going to change the world, but it's good that we noticed that. It is a huge issue, as you're starting to see on TV and radio and hearing about people, and it's a huge issue here in Missouri.
And that's another part of it, as you mentioned, the fact of being in the center of the country means that we're getting things that come from all directions.
We do. If you ever see a map of the state of Missouri with highways coming into it and going east and west, if they use red to show that, it's almost all red with the roads going through, which is good. Brings a lot of people to Missouri, sets us up good for industry, helps a whole lot, but it does require that, and that requires a lot of maintenance on our roads, but that's part of it. But we're huge for that, the amount of traffic going through here.